Tales from the Cryosphere.
Welcome, hoes be. No, I'm kidding.
That actually would be. You had a good thing going.
That would have been going. A good opening.
I don't keep like going, starting man. Out with derogatory terms. All right, 3, 2, 1. Brr, it's cold out here in the unholy mofo land as we begin episode 104, officially titled The Cryosphere.
They don't count towards the
not 104. Episode. This is a Cryosphere. This is an entirely different show.
This is a spin-off.
My dog disagrees with you. Come here. Well, all right, so we'll start over one more time. Which episode of the Crossfire is this in?
I don't know. I haven't even
been we don't keep track of the Crossfire.
Just say it's Tales for the Cryosphere.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Brr, get your galoshes and your warm fuzzy sweaters on, kids, because it's Tales from the Cryosphere, brought to you by the Unholy Mofos, with your hosts, Sean, Jake,
hey,
and Scott.
Fuck you.
So today we are looking at a 1985 film that I'm not sure yet if it's a piece of garbage or a masterpiece, but it starts out in the cold, cold Arctic with a guy in a flashlight, seemingly in the vagina of a machine. The stuff.
All right, so all we right. Got Sean finally doing a fucking intro because, you know, he's too lazy to do them.
I just begged off so often that you guys gave up on asking me to do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
See what consistency does for somebody?
And this is another one from the very, very early days.
This was the Apocalypse Trilogy. Yep. It's my Apocalypse Trilogy. I believe it is.
Separate from John Carpenter's. I feel like this is going to be very blobbish from the pictures that I have seen.
I can't tell if we already did the blob on Crossfire or not. But,
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember we did. I think we had
Well, you guys did. I missed that, unfortunately.
I remember doing the blob.
Did we? Did we do that one?
I don't think so.
I think
we're not me.
I'll look back at the archives.
You do that.
So, as I said, we're talking 1985, a film of the utmost stuff and other such nouns, starring Michael Moriarty, always a fun Irish name to say, and some other people. We got Garrett Morris in this joint. We got Paul Sorvino, looking like Danny Aiello. Some guy named Alexander Scorby, coming out of a barrel in his picture, looks like fun. Directed by Larry Cohen, no relation. He's known for writing the movie Phone Booth, Cellular, A Return to Solomon's Lot. He's directed such masterpieces as, I got nothing. The Ambulance, Wicked Stepmother, The It's Alive 3, Island of the Alive, looks like silliness. Great movie name if ever you wanted to come up with one. You want to name a movie after a letter, which one would it be? Obviously, Q. And then just some other posters. The Private Files of J. Edgar Hoover, that looks like fun. Started the It's Alive film situation with It's Alive. There's not much on here. Black Caesar, we're looking at some blaxploitation. This movie was written by the very same Larry Cohen, and it's got itself a whopping 5.9 on the IMDb rating chart.
Sean's going all out with description this week.
I had a long day. It's only Wednesday, and I've broken up enough fights to make it feel like next Friday or Friday after next. Either way, Day-Day's in this movie, and Chris Tucker is not.
All right, let's begin this, shall we? All right.
So like I said, I'm on 0.0 from Amazon Prime, which, again, just starts out with the guy in the field of ice.
0.00.
I'm seeing the same thing Sean's seeing, so.
Scott, where are you? Let's be communicative.
I'm at 0.00.
Okay, that's what's on the screen, boy.
I am at pitch black at the moment.
All right, so why don't you hit
It'll
play?
Kick in as soon as I press play.
All right, 3, 2, 1, press.
There we go. Got a man walking.
With a cool hat.
Yep, there we go. Tales from the Cryosphere, The Blob. 8/13/2016.
Ew, why would you touch it?
That's got to be the one from the movie, I think. That's the first one he helped us with.
Yeah, that. I think that was my. That episode was when I was on my break.
He tastes it.
Your quote-unquote break.
It's fuck called it. A hiatus when you come back.
Yeah.
No, he quit on us.
So did I. But again, I came back, so.
No, you guys can't stay away from Raw.
Are you going to spend the entire time talking about other shit again, Scott? Because you chose this movie.
I know I chose this movie. This guy is fucking eating this white stuff like an idiot.
Is he from Florida?
That's a mess. Yeah, find weird shit on the ground. First thought, let's eat it.
I'm going to taste that shit like I'm fucking like Crocodile Dundee or, you know, probably, Deep South Mountain.
It probably is some white shit.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's so cold out there that their cocaine turns into... He's seriously chowing down on it. Good Lord. Whoa, is this... No, it's not.
No, this isn't...
It's not what you think, folks.
Not a Victor Salva movie.
That's just good.
Kid's got a rash.
Now we just talked about white sheep. Kind of reminds me of Black Sheep. Oh, you follow some crud or something? Yes, I'm going to be rich because I know the exact location of white crud.
He said mud. It's crud or something. There is such thing as white mud. I have looked it up in the past, and it's silly, weird, convoluted nonsense. I think it's just warm enough. I'm going to do this cryosphere naked. I'm going to take off all my clothes, boys.
I just turned on the air because fuck it.
I've heard a lot of news coming out of Iowa and your crazy fucked up potato system. Governor something or other doing some weird shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough said. Don't want to piss Scott off too much.
Yeah, that's enough said. Because if you didn't, I was going to drive over to your house. I was going to fucking smack you.
You don't even know where I live. And I'm on the fourth floor. You'd be huffing and puffing by the time you get up here.
You'd think so.
So this scene reminds me of the first ever episode of Sesame Street, which is on, or was on Netflix. And it shows basically a fucking like 3-year-old like, this is what I do when I shower. Like, what the fuck, Jim Henson? Dad, way too close. Shouldn't feel free to walk around your own house at night. I mean, I've had some friends where, like, their parents have fucking alarms and shit like that, and it's to keep the kids in their rooms.
It's moving.
Going off at all hours of the night.
Episode 11, this was originally on.
On thing.
Yeah, that was the one right after Poltergeist episode.
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
That was a good episode, I think.
Yeah.
A podcast outside.
You were out in the wilderness?
No, I was outside.
Studio X.
This is Studio O for outside.
Yeah, that's better. That's far better.
What are you thinking, Sean? Oh, whoa. Wait, you're not. Should we have him fucking?
Is this? Did we just jump into a random like Dune-esque opening narrative? When we're already 4 minutes into it. Is never enough. That chick must have been hot in her day.
Good thing, but that voice doesn't fucking do it.
A lot of cigarettes, I guess.
Darker Chip Charlie. First sighting.
So that looks like New York City in the background there.
Possibly.
Speaking of, okay, I'm going to spoil something for what I've been watching. I watched Men in Black the other day.
Which one?
The first one.
The original.
Yeah. And there's this one scene, the scene where Will Smith is trying to deliver an alien baby.
What? I know you were going to go there for some reason. I just knew it.
You know, Tommy Lee Jones is talking to the father.
He's fine. He's a professional. He does this all the time.
Background, we can see the Twin Towers. I'm like, oh yeah, never forget. And then, some reason, something told me to check my phone. What time was it? 9/11. Don't tell me. Don't tell me that's not coincidence.
Some otherworldly being told you to look at your phone at 9/11.
Well, you know, weird shit like that. What's the font in Microsoft Word where you plug in 9/11 and shows two planes and two towers and some weird shit. I mean, conspiracies abound. It all started in Jake's head.
My name is Mo, because when I get some money, I want some Mo.
Where do I know Moriarty from, man? Moriarty looks familiar as fuck. What has he been in?
Let's check. Have a look see.
I'm checking. Oh, Law and Order, probably. Pale Rider. Courage Under Fire. He's an asshole. Oh, Dead Zone? No. No. Along Came a Spider. He's one of those character actors who looks like Grogu, so he's everywhere. You be that guy.
Oh, he's played Harry Potter before.
He did he?
Yes. In the movie Troll.
I see. Maybe that's where I know him from. He was in Troll, and he's got just such a weird, distinctive face. Charlie Grodin. He really does look slow like him.
Bunch of other Coen's movies like Q and Return to Salem's Lot.
Oh, got him. Punch to the face. Jake, are you a Twin Peaks fan person?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. I think it still is. When it was on Netflix, I tried to get into it. And it's, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but it just seems silly.
Brother looks so familiar.
Right?
Let's see. I'm going to guess this is him based on the No, that's the kid himself.
How much are they actually brothers? They're actually brothers.
Yeah, there we go. And they have the same last name, so yes, they probably are.
Oh, they're all Blooms. Oh, Orlando's their littlest brother.
He was in the 2010 A-Team movie, Scott.
Yeah.
I've seen that one, too.
He's played Shredder in one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoons. Looks like he does a bunch of video games.
It isn't good. It's bad. Boy's got some eyebrows. bigger than mine. I got some ridiculous joints.
Yeah, not sure where I know this guy from, since he usually does voice work.
These kids had some really bright stuff.
Takes you out of it?
Just saying. God damn. Look at all the stuff.
All the what?
What?
Look at all of the what?
So what?
Good talk.
What? What? Huh, boy?
What? Stone Cold says what?
Huh? That is a lot of shit.
Good for.
I want wonderful smiles, as opposed to, you know, sometimes they're just like, I really want to see shitty smiles. People, show me the shitty smiles. I'm sure they are. They're out there. Sexy shitty smiles.
I really wonder what the fuck they're eating.
Greek yogurt, man.
Yeah, probably. Uh-huh. Wonder if trivia, you know, says what it is.
It's 85.
There you go, Jake. Go look it up on trivia.
I'm sure he is at the moment as we speak with these yuck. I mean, again, because this is a time in movie history where the smoke they use is fucking toxic. Oh, we're going to mix this chemical and that chemical. I'm pretty sure it's what Hitler used, but that's okay. Vicon shits.
Okay, here we go. The stuff used in the movie includes a lot of Haagen-Dazs ice cream, yogurt,
there you go.
And for one scene involving enormous avalanche-like effect, fire-extinguishing foam.
Okay. Very interesting, yeah. I'm Tyler Durden right now.
Mo. He sounds black when he says that. I want Mo.
Wow. Okay.
He's got
the politically correct term would be hood.
He's got like a southern accent. Sometimes.
Well, look at his fucking boots. Look at him. He's like, check out my boots. Look at my boots. I'm wearing boots.
Look at him. Look at him, bitch.
Don't say bitch. Mo would say ho. Look at him, ho.
The chick was in the movie The Hand. Here comes
my hood.
She likes being in movies after nouns.
The cue, the Dr. Loomis impression. Look at my hand! Look at it!
Okay.
Seen that movie years ago. I know it's got Michael Caine in it. I remember, I think I watched it back in the day when Idle Hands was coming out, and I was like, I just want to watch a bunch of movies with killer hands.
Like that episode of Seinfeld.
But nothing did hold up to Idle Hands.
I've been trying to look everywhere to see if I can find fucking Seinfeld. I can't find it.
It's on Hulu.
The dog agrees.
Enough out of you, boy. Every time I take my dog for a walk, everybody loves this fucking dog, man. A little tiny golden doodle. I wanted a big dog, but I'm happy with what I got. And I want Mo doggies. I bet mine's bigger than yours. So I haven't been able to hear all this. What is Mo doing? Is he investigating something for somebody?
He's trying to find the secret formula for the stuff for a couple other people.
Oh, so we're talking industrial espionage?
Pretty much.
Okay. Look at that shit. Little fucking supermarket action.
If you can't hear it, turn it up.
Every time. Whoa! What is his experience? Why does he know that this shit is no good?
He saw it moving in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like the blob moving type situation.
I like how other people are like, no, man, no, I need this.
Everybody's
what the
like,
fuck are you doing, Fluffer Nutter? Yeah, because they got to clean it up. Whoa, are you kidding me? This is some Beavis and Butthead bad shit.
Oh, no. This
Whoa.
Okay. I thought he was going to body slam that kid at first when he was picking him up.
No, I was just going to put him in the Dr. Pepper. Oh, no.
I thought he was going to tell that kid, I was wondering what would break first. Your
No.
By your body!
I was hoping it would have been a little, like, smart, like, your stuff or your body?
Sometimes you start out so bad and it doesn't get any better.
Hi, puppies. Hey, Danny Aiello. Forget about it. How you doing? Disingenuous, creepy smile. That is a big boy. Is that a Great Dane? No. That is, I want that. That gorgeous, he's dead now, but that's a gorgeous puppy.
You never know. He could be the oldest dog. This movie,
that dog. Big dogs do not last long. You know, this movie Scott's like, fucked. He's got a little terrier that's never going to die.
Movie's like 32 years old. I know that because it came out the same year I was born.
Nice. Danny Aiello is so fucking smooth. He's the white Billy D as of right now. You think he killed all those butterflies himself?
He went hunting for butterflies.
He is a lepidopterist. Reminds me of this classic movie called Dominion, prequel to The Exorcist.
Not a fan of that one.
It's a creepy movie, though, man. We should do it because John Frankenheimer was about to make it good, and then he died.
What movie?
The Exorcist prequels.
Yeah, one of them. Spoilers. More. None of them are good.
No, man. Like, John Frankenheimer was directing the movie, and then he died during production, and the studio hired fucking Paul Schrader and whoever the other guy is. Two not bad directors, and it's just fucking awful. Look at this camera work. Nice. Kevin Smith could do some of this shit and his movies would be better.
Yeah, Dante, the high school girlfriend, died this week.
Really? The which one? The one that he stuck with? The good girl with the lasagna or the whore?
The lasagna.
Aw. That sucks. She was supposed to be in Clerks 3.
I don't know if there is a Clerks 3, but I knew though there's a Jay and Silent Bob reboot coming.
I mean, well, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
You mean reboot? Not allowed to reboot?
I know that because I saw a picture on Instagram the other day from Kevin Smith. His daughter's graduated high school, so they showed a picture of him and Jason Mewes just kind of looking at her the way Jay and Silent Bob would look at her.
Ew!
I mean, not sexual ways, just like, hey, what the hell? That kind of look. Right. I should have specified that, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yo, baby, you ever heard of the asshole by a fat man in an overcoat?
But anyway, yeah. The caption of that photo said, next time we'll all three be in the same room is when we film the Jay and Silent Bob reboot in the fall.
That gets an applause for me. Seriously, it can't be a reboot.
Well, that's the word he uses. I don't know what that means, but I guess we shall see.
Hopefully he's being ironical. You know, the reboot fever that has struck everyone and everywhere. That dog is fucking awesome.
Let's see what...
Kevin Smith has stated that at 137 pages, it, quote-unquote, Clerks 3, plays like the Empire Strikes Back of what's now become... Clerks trilogy.
Will become the what trilogy?
Clerks trilogy.
I mean, yep, right here it says for upcoming project, Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Oh, here's the plot line of the movie. Jay and Silent Bob return to Hollywood to stop a reboot of Blunt Man and Chronic movie from getting
made. Oh, there it is. See, I knew it would be some kind of shit like that.
Yeah, so they're being clever.
How's that working out for you? Being clever. Keep it up, then. Keep it right up.
And look at all these movies he has in development. Clerks 3, Moose Jaws, Mallrats, Anti-Claws.
Anti-Claws.
Yeah. Another Krampus movie, so he's making his own Krampus movie.
As of February 17, 2017, Clerks 3 is officially dead.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I don't care. I choose to believe.
A TV movie called Hollyweed.
Oh, he's eating Danny. Damn, Danny Allen will be dead. I You're gonna hide under the stupidest table in the world? Turn the table over on the dog, man. Stop cowering. You own that bit. That's your dog, son. Oh,
John, shit. John Wick's like, yeah, don't need to bother. He's not harming the dog.
This is the reverse Wick scale.
Yep.
So as we're recording to Kevin Smith, one of the four core casts turned down on the role, causing the film to cancel production.
So. Yeah, I mean, you were never going to get Jeff Anderson on board.
Yeah, well, Clerks 2 kind of wrapped up the story very well, I think.
Yes, it did. I agree. And that, in my opinion, that is still his masterpiece. I mean, Chasing Amy was brilliant, but again, the camera never moved. You're a homophobe. Let it go.
That movie was so bad.
I swear I owned a copy of that. I mean, I think I have almost all the Jay and Silent Bob movies, but I don't know I have such a copy of that movie.
Only Kevin Smith movie. Well, no, I did. I stopped after Clerks 2. I didn't want Jersey Girl because I felt some kind of way about it, but as I grow older, I really do enjoy it. My wife likes it too.
Up to $20.
Awesome.
I wouldn't mind living in a place like this, surrounded by trees in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know, man. All those horror movies when I was a kid, like we're doing Children of the Corn coming up. Nah, fuck that. Mm-mm. I kind of like living in a city surrounded by, you know, asshole people that if some shit goes down, you know, like a hockey mask wearing motherfucker or somebody wearing a William Shatner mask and overalls, like, you know, you're not going to go too far where he can kill somebody else and get away. Or somebody can help you. Where's Earl going?
Yeah, what I don't like about the city is that my place is surrounded by so much headlights. I mean, true street lights, I mean. It never gets truly dark. Whoa. In my room. I mean, when I get up to use the bathroom at night, I don't have to turn on any lights.
When I was younger, I hated that shit, but again, in my old age, man, fuck it. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Well, I hate the Kentucky curtain.
And then waking up not having to turn on lights to take a shit is better for my electrical bill.
Oh, hey, Chocolate Chip Charlie was an Ant-Man as a cab driver.
Uh-huh.
I have to watch that. See if I can catch him.
Okay, man, that dude has been in many, many, many awesome roles. He was in Martin.
Yeah, I doubt I would fucking notice that.
Really? Because he was Cleethby.
He was in Hal High.
Oh, shit, he is?
Yeah, he's Cleethby. And he was in Hal High.
Cleethby.
I haven't seen him in Shameless yet, but he's in Shameless.
Santa with Muscles. Conehead.
Jamie Foxx show.
I gotta fucking do my show notes tomorrow. I got a fucking busy day Friday.
Cleethby.
Suck.
That's right, it was Stan Winters. So now it's turned into a Holmes and Watson situation with Cleethby as Watson. I was in Rock. That's where I know him from. Okay. Well, the first season anyway. Children of the Night. Married with Children, he was Rustin, but only two episodes. Critical Condition, that's the last place I watched him, and that's Richard Pryor movie that was really bad. The Love Boat.
Steve Hollywood Bank.
Oh, he was one of the pound puppies. Classic. Okay. Well, this movie is really keeping my attention, boys.
Pod, listen.
Pod, listen. Oh, boy.
That's not a good sign.
It gets better later on. Early on, it's more just slow.
I'd say the same thing about Alien 3. If you can just get by the beginning.
Beginning, the middle.
Damn.
Yeah. In Jake's case,
that's pretty cool. That, you know, the that's kind of funny. the plasma, it's what is it? Cornstarch and water or whatever?
It was like Häagen-Dazs and yogurt.
No. I'm saying like the you know, in science class and Mythbusters, yeah, where you make that shit. It's cornstarch and water or something.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I know. I need this all the time.
Okay. Okay, Mo. You got it. You can do that. Can we get that in writing, though, please? We are not alone, Jack.
Warriors, come out and play!
Oh, shit. There's a hole in that sucker. Oh, my God. What the fuck are you making me watch here? So this is like the low end. This is not the Stan Winston effects, but still pretty fun. Slowest escape ever. And this guy's helping them escape. That's bad. So they really only had enough money to do one shot. And so we're like, well, just help them get away. Just push the boat.
Pretty much. It's a low budget movie. I mean,
so much so that the fried chicken is sitting out waiting for them when they got there. Bucket O' Chicken.
Like I'm hearing an echo.
You told me. Well, he told me to turn it up, man.
I said if you can't hear it, fucking turn it up. So you can.
That's what basically. Yes. Thank you for repeating what I just said. Kind of. Did you say he has testicular torsion?
I don't think so.
The bloody kid. Or no. What does he say? The bloody kangaroo. I bet you can do a pretty good Monarch. Give me some Monarch, Jake.
Some what?
Monarch from Venture Brothers.
I don't watch Venture Brothers. So.
Oh boy, you just don't know when to stop disappointing me.
The disappointment's real on this show sometimes.
Is he standing up or is stuff coming out of his ass? Oh, he's standing up. Okay.
Goodbye.
They got stuff. They just hoard that stuff. Called it.
Yeah, they like to hold on to that stuff.
47th and Broadway, been there.
Just recently, I believe.
No, I was there 5 years ago. We didn't go to Broadway. Huh. You said, here he comes. They're on him. That is an unsafe ambulance? You know half your door's missing, bro? Yeah, that half. If you weren't wearing boots, you could have hopped out the way in some sneakers. Charles Grodin. Poor man's Charles Grodin.
He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Is that Harry Osborn's dad?
pimp place right there.
He's got a big old white bear.
It's like Mr. Burns' polar bear thing.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Well, I don't know what to say because it kind of ended well, but it started with a weird egg sound. He's more of an A. Excellent.
Excellent.
Better.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Smithers, are they booing me? No. They're saying boo-erns, boo-erns.
Not a bad Smithers, though.
I was saying boo-erns.
Just stick with Maggie.
It's pretty spot on impersonation there, brother.
Murderous little baby.
How diddly ho there, neighbor.
How diddly ho?
No.
Illy. I love it when he loses his shit.
And you guys aware of the Ned Flanders metal band?
Actually, wow, that does kind of sound familiar. Yep. Or maybe it's just such a good idea that it seems like it should be obvious.
Yep, these guys all dress up like Ned Flanders. And they're actually coming to my area, I think, next month, actually.
Well, you got all the bands coming through. The fucking flyover state. Go to Iowa, people. Listen to some, music.
Yeah, we got some. I unfortunately had to miss Stone Sour the other night.
Stone Temple Pilots. That's what they're called.
Sour. No.
Actually, didn't that guy die finally of a heroin overdose?
Yeah.
Scott Weiland? Yeah.
Stone Sour is a completely different band.
Time to dig a home or dig your house lately.
And now, after Chris Cornell, Eddie Vedder, the only grunge guy left.
Everybody's freaking out about this guy, and yet I don't even know who he is. Like, Chris something? Somebody just shared a photo.
There's a good one. Oh, maybe not. Yeah. Damn, there's a bad delay on this shit.
Sean has to share his dog, I guess.
Those chicken nipples are poking out through that shirt.
Chicken's done. Did he just say Ralph Nader? Wow. Yeah, she doesn't need a bra. She just, she's not packing much up there. Yeah, she's a happy little boy.
She may not have much up there, but she's still a hot
boy. Arrested? Was he really arrested, or he just kind of slapped on the wrist?
Boy arrested, man. Nah, that is severe vandalism.
Yeah, he probably served some time.
Well, until his parents came to get him out the holding cell, or well, the chair next to the guy's desk.
I mean, he's 10 years old.
Did he just kiss that woman? Is that dude wearing his underwear outside of his jeans?
I guess 80s. So. Oh, there's another non-bra wearer.
They were the 80s.
Nobody needed to wear a bra in the 80s.
The stuff is knocking. Oh, it's the kid.
Knock, knock. Who there? The stuff.
The stuff who ate you from the inside out, I don't know.
Saw a good cartoon online the other day. Knock, knock. Who's there? Escaped convict. Escaped convict who? Exactly.
And that was good, huh?
And then shows the convict standing behind a guy while a cop's at the door trying to hide.
I think you'd have to visually see it to get it.
Yeah.
Because it's not doing much for me right now. Look at that. All the food.
Sounds like a meme, yeah.
Where's the food? Oh, we're just going to eat the stuff.
Knock, knock.
Don't bite, Scott. Don't do it. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Don't do it.
Boo, boo, boo. I'll tell you when you stop crying. Classic.
Knock, knock.
Don't do it, Sean. Don't do it. You value our friendship. Don't do it.
Knock, knock.
What, Jake? What do you want?
But why'd you gotta do it, Jimmy? Why?
Me, I kill you.
You kill my father. Pretend to die.
I had to throw that cop out. Anytime somebody left them,
oh, that's right, yeah.
I wonder if the dad relates to them too. He's got the eyebrows for sure.
It's a family affair. The family is here.
Kill the bad things in silence.
According to IMDb, appears not.
Get him. So we're getting him. That's about where the movie starts to take a good turn.
All right, I may fade in and out here. I'm in the back with my dog looking to take a leak.
Open your mouth, little one. Open it.
You know, they really accentuate the eyes. Everybody in here's got, like, they're really distinct. Maybe it's just me, or maybe it was just the 80s.
No, I agree. Like, they got some really weird eye, first of all, color, and then, like, severe, I don't know, looks, something.
Then you can become a part of the family, only if you eat this stuff.
This truly does feel like a Troll remake. Is it me, or, I mean, there was some weird shit like eating odd shit in Trolls.
Troll 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Not very good, zombies, you know. Not making sure he eats it, leaving them all alone.
Yeah, they're not quite smart.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Get that stuff out of there, buddy. Oh, look.
Why would you have a Motley Crue poster in the bathroom?
Because it's the 80s. It's the 80s.
Of all places.
Well, again, I'm not looking at the screen. Is it a sexy lady Motley Crue poster?
No, it's the...
No, then, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Oh my god, this stuff is taking over.
They stopped the challenge 6 times.
He did. Me and friends did trick some people into eating some shaving cream once. We put it in.
Ew, man.
Put it in the middle of Oreos. We're like,
that's fucked up.
We're trying to give it to one guy, and we're like, I'll eat it if one of you guys eats it. So one of them, yo, took the fall for all of us.
Why wouldn't you just plant another? Oh, wait, it wasn't a trick. You just told him it was what it was?
No, he.
So you have two or three Oreos that are good, and one that's obviously marked for, you know, the humor.
I don't know. So he just took one for the team, ate it while the other one ate it, and then afterwards he's like, hey dude, that's shaving cream. Blah, blah.
Ew.
Kids just fucking eat shaving cream.
That could be bad for you.
Yeah, we did some crazy shit back in high school.
I had a friend who would eat random shit for money. Like, enough ketchup packets and, you know, all sorts of super weird shit.
One of my favorite things we used to do is, you know, once we got our licenses, we would drive around town yelling out random shit to people we passed by.
Would you just yell out, random shit! Random shit!
It started out, we were barking at them. Like,
here comes the mindless zombies chasing after the shit.
The stuff zombies.
Oh, I think
zombies full of stuff.
Get my
deadites.
Get my card, kid. Okay, random stranger. I'll trust you.
Dude, did you get the Amber Alert the other day, Scott?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had some motherfucker picking kids up in some red SUV.
Yeah, I shut my Amber Alerts off after that. I was like, why the fuck am I receiving this? I don't care.
It was kind of in the middle of a social studies class trying to get all the seventh graders to like calm down, and then everybody's phone goes up at the same time. Everyone's freaking out. I'm like, well, is everybody here? Yeah, we're good. We're safe. All right, put your phones away. Let's get back to work.
And my phone starts buzzing on my leg. I'm like, holy shit, this thing's getting hot. What the fuck's going on? I'll read it. Oh, my God. Okay.
One of my favorite examples of us yelling shit at people. One time, this was right around the time Not Another Teen Movie came out. And, you know, there's that scene where he's trying to sing to her, Janie's got a gun. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's got a gun! So, we're driving around, that song comes on the radio, I'm like, oh shit, next person we see, I'm gonna yell that shit at them. I see some person, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. Stick my head out the window, Janie's got a... Oh, that's a lawn ornament.
Classic Jake.
I thought it was weird to be...
We're talking about just random shit that we yell out. I was at one of my sister's dance recitals once, probably like 10 years ago or something.
And you're like, this sucks!
And me and one of my buddies, his sister danced too, we were sitting together. We were just listening to music or doing something. And then I just yelled out, Lucy, I'm home. Everybody looked at the direction. We got all like, you know, defensive. Like, what?
What, man? I'm just telling my wife I'm home.
I thought it was weird for the guy to be walking around in his yard wearing a sombrero with a donkey.
Oh, Jake, what were you on?
Nothing.
Just the car seat.
He was just on the seat.
All right, so he's in the back of a limo now. He's going through some shit.
He's still investigating, but now he has the kid and so-called girlfriend.
Kid and play? Yeah, I was wondering where that kiss came from randomly when she was in the red sweater, you know, sweater meet.
Red sweater!
If you want to destroy my sweater, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I'm all stars, full of stars.
And I'll soon be naked. Damn, the kid's got a free flight in a fucking private jet now. This kid is making out. That pilot is taking a serious diarrhea dump. What has he been in?
I think Lloyd gave him a little laxative and tea.
Oh, it's okay. The plane is not off the ground yet. Okay, I'm thinking Jonestown or Jurassic Park 3 with that scene.
I can see that.
You know, not the biggest fan of Jurassic Park 3, but I really hate the ending. You know, they're waiting to get picked up by the Marines, and then it's like, all right, movie over. We don't want to have a John Wick shell on our hands. Why not? Shoot them up, bust them up, dinosaurs.
It's a John Wick scale. Duh. They don't want to be on that.
Dinosaurs are dead already. You should be showing motherfuckers getting, you know, shot to shit.
Or touching themselves.
Jake's going there.
That was a pretty good pun.
We're talking about killing dinosaurs, and we're setting ourselves up for that shit.
It's our go-to.
It looks like it's farting.
One was a Harley, and his homeboy literally was a fucking, like, Yamaha dirt bike. I could throw a rock and hit the expressway from my fire escape. I don't know if you can hear that, Jake, but They tap my phone. They know you're fucking dinosaurs. They're coming to get me.
Okay.
They're coming to get you because Jake does the dinosaurs.
Apparently, it's illegal. Yep, there you go. Oh, it's an ambulance. Never mind.
Ambulance for the... Holy shit, that's fucking loud.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
I'm telling you, it basically went underneath me.
It's an ambulance for the dinosaur.
There you go.
1, 2, 3. Velociraptor. John Stamos.
Yeah, good hiding place, kid.
Imagine how hot it's gonna be in there, even in 85.
Again, this feels like The Simpsons got a lot of their shit from this movie. That scene where Homer gets so big he can't fuck around and then saves the plant from going up and he's getting de-radiated.
Scott, what? How does the year factor into how hot it would be?
Well, that's a lot hotter than it is. Or a lot hotter now than it was in 85, I guarantee
you
that.
You think so?
Yeah.
How would you know, man?
Yeah, you weren't even alive.
Quote unquote global warming, man.
I've got some memories from 1985. No, I don't. I think my earliest memory is New Year's Eve in 1988.
I was a newborn for the last 3 months of 85, so I don't know shit.
This is how young and stupid I was. I remember being annoyed that Reagan wasn't going to be president anymore. But he's so cool looking and he says things that are fun. My parents look at me like, you're not my fucking son. I'm not apologizing, Scott. That just happened. Okay. Michael Caine.
She likes to dictate. And suddenly Moe just became Forrest Gump.
Right, that is one thing I have noticed. Like his accent has changed several times.
You know what's funny? They still have that kid at the fucking, what he thinks is the airport. So they're just going to take him now.
Again, so how did he acquire the child? And how is it not wildly illegal?
He's just
where are his parents?
He drove past the house just as the zombie parents were chasing him.
Oh, his parents were zombies. I got it on. Okay. Word. Whoa, cool.
Where is this stuff?
Did this just become Lawnmower Man? Oh, it's a commercial. No artificial ingredients. It's just alien shit. I mean, it's from another planet, but it's not artificial, I'll tell you that. Lying on the floor! Lying on the floor! I got Weezer in my head.
Oh my god, it's coming out of the pillow.
Oh, talking about a facial.
And it's white.
Yeah, man, that was the joke. That's perfect. Hit him with a telephone. Or the scotch. Don't waste the scotch.
I love scotch. Scotchy scotch scotch.
Down it goes. Down into my belly.
You're just going to light it on fire.
Do not inhale.
Hey, you set my first on fire, bitch.
Hey, stop saying bitch. He says ho. His name is Mo.
Imagine the stuntman who had to fucking deal with that.
Holy shit. Holy shit, dude. What the hell is Flannel Man doing? Is he a character? Has he been there? Whoa! You know what they did there. That's gotta be some upside down shit, yeah.
Yep, that's what the IMDb says. Same effect used in Nightmare on Elm Street. Not that Sean would know.
No, I know. Either the scene where he's chasing up the wall or fucking coming out the bed.
There you go. Set everything on fire.
Fire! Fire!
just scared the hell out of my dog by putting him on the fire escape. He's frozen solid. Like, oh, what do you know? Whoa. So if that's supposed to be flame retardant foam, not doing a good job.
Holy shit! I just hit a pigeon flying by with my cigarette. Serrano kill a living thing?
That was amazing. I wish I had video of that. Holy shit. Oh my god, it's coming back! It's coming back!
Come on, I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker! Come on!
The rats with wings.
Rats with wings. Take our own cat, too.
Seriously, no one got the kid out of the tank? They're just like, fuck it, leave him in there.
No, it's still in there. They still think he's at the fucking airport.
I see. Cool little lens flare. Those are always good. Thank you, J.J. Abrams.
Michael Bay. Both of those movies.
Explosion, explosion, Michael Bay, explosion, explosion, Michael Bay, Michael Bay, Michael Bay, explosion. Yeah. Compelling music score.
Just thought that through, kid.
He's like a dog trying to stand up in a car.
Oh my god, it's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, fill her up, folks. All right, Ned. You got it, Phil. Fill her up, Phil.
I just remember a quote-unquote joke Scott told during his rundown of this movie.
You just remember that?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it the whole time.
Is it quote-unquote because it wasn't funny or because Scott tried to tell a joke?
A little bit of column A, column B.
A little bit of A, a little bit of B.
It's nowhere near as good as the one I did for Poltergeist.
Oh yeah, I just remembered that. That was just like, what the fuck?
That was funny.
We all know that Jake's the funny one, so I mean, I don't know why you try, Scott.
No, man.
This one was good. Just like, well, he was talking about the scene where, you know, the kid like pointing the finger gun at the clown. He says, Robbie fingering the clown.
Okay, that's good. Oh, wow, Scott. You really enjoyed that one.
I listened to that like, what the fuck? Did I watch the wrong movie?
He starts fingering the clown, and then they start having an orgy.
Well, I still feel like my little, you know, when I was fucking a kid is unintentionally funny, where that is, you know, on purpose funny.
It wasn't even on purpose either. I mean, I was going through the notes and it just popped out. You should find that quote and just like put it like where we were just talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but tell Sean what your joke during this part was.
Oh, him blowing the rocks?
Yep.
See, the problem was I got it funny one week, and then I tried to do it again the next week, but it really wasn't very funny.
It's got to come trippingly off the tongue, man. You can't make the effort. It's got to be there. Yeah. It's got to be there.
You get it, Sean? He's blowing the rock.
Yep. It's a fellatio joke. I got it.
I think I got called out on that by Ballsack.
Did he? Yeah, I don't remember.
I feel like Ballsack calls you out just, you know, because whether or not it needs to be happening.
Ballsack likes to call me out on a lot of shit.
Damn, I just remembered. I asked him, yo, he's giving you shit for not giving Evil Dead the musical a chance, giving Sean shit for not giving the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot a chance. I was like, Ballsack, if there's anything I need to give a chance, he never fucking answered. Motherfucker.
Well, I mean, we are some fucking stubborn assholes. You seem to be more open-minded to stupid shit.
Yeah. I refuse to watch Twilight.
That's why I was okay with watching this movie. This scene right here where stuff seems to be just making little mushroom people. he's blowing the rocks.
Yeah, get him.
It's really not funny though.
It's supposed to be a fellatio joke, but in the sense that he's actually blowing the rocks.
Jesus, man. Hilarious. Just so funny, Cleo B.
Kind of surprised we remember that shit. You know, it being all 2 years ago and all.
Being all 2 years ago and shit.
That was a pretty good one, man.
Oh my god, there's still fucking half hour left in this joint.
Here we go.
Oh, you're gonna die to death, kid.
You're gonna die to death, yes.
That kind of looks like a delicious fucking slushy coming at you to kill you. That is some bad green screen. Wait, I thought they found it in the Arctic. Now they're just pulling it out of a quarry?
Well, it's popping up all over the world, I guess.
I see. Wait, does anyone speak Morse code? I can hear something. Tap, 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 tap.
Come on, SOS. What are you waiting for? Do it, kill me, kill me now.
Get down to the chopper, get down.
Look how fucking dirty the inside of that truck is.
Yeah, it's not a good look for the stuff. Would you just open the fucking hatch, please?
Get out of that truck.
We're going to drive away? Get nice WWE, WWF, you know, punch there. He's blowing the rock, Scott.
Do the rocks like it?
All rocks like to get blown. Boom!
Bury that shit. Now it's Rocky Road.
Rocky Road because he's on the road. Oh. Get it? Get it, Jake?
Yes.
Groan.
I love Rocky Road. Buy another half a gallon, baby. Ah! Damn.
Oh! Okay, how did the destruction of hips turn into imploded face? Continuity, people. Stuff is coming to get you.
It's coming to get you. It's coming to get you. Coming to get you. Coming to get you. Come on, guy.
Slow moving stuff, man. I should have gotten that kid all day.
Woo! I was very in suspense. I feel like Dan Aykroyd watched this movie and was like, I've got an idea for a sequel, guys. What do you think? Harold Ramis is like, I am not directing. Bill Murray's like, yeah, sure.
Never thought I'd be glad to see Cops.
Hey, it's the Naked Gun.
Whatever, what happened to Cleo B?
He's still around.
He is. You mean he's alive?
Yeah.
Way to make it through more than half the movie, Cleo B. Hello, officer. I'm not wearing a bra. She's got the nose for you, Jake. She's got that situation.
Yep.
I gotta go get something. That cop has completely lost all control of this situation. Gun drawn. Kid running away. Nah, dude. Bad, bad police officer. He's a shitty state trooper. He's eating the shit? No, they're pretending to eat the shit. Karate, judo, chop.
So bad.
Yeah, go through the red. Fuck it. We're going through the red.
Go through a low, just like that.
I know the man who lives here.
I know everything about him. They don't know me.
Yeah, let's just park far away from the entrance.
Well, stupid is that stupid does, sir. He's clearly standing up there with a, University of Texas situation. Oh, there he is. No ghillie suit, just hanging out under the tree, killing the dinosaurs.
Killing the dinosaurs, as always.
Whoa, militia.
Colonel B.
Hey, guys. I don't have the same uniform as you, but it's generally similar. Mine's yellow.
Colonel Spears? Is he the uncle to Brittany?
That's a no, Jake.
Now I know how Scott feels.
I thought, a yellow died. Paul Sorvino lived. Well, this is the first we're seeing him, right?
Yep.
So, such an accomplished actor has really been in some shit movies. Let's be honest.
Paul Sorvino from Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Paul Sorvino, father of that god-awful fucking chick that played in that movie with Harrison Ford and what's his name, where the chick was, you know, all back and forth between the brothers, and then, oh, rich people, yay.
Yeah,
he was in Goodfellas. That's it. I mean, really, Goodfellas is his best. Although he was, Lord Montague in the Baz Luhrmann.
What's the matter, you? What's the matter, you?
A bibir bobby, bubir bibi, bibir bobby, bada bada bada. Bada
funny, like a clown. Do I amuse you?
No, Jake. You do not do Joe Pesci. You do not do that scene without prior approval from Scott.
Scott
does not approve.
Fuck you too.
No, go ahead.
Funny how? Funny like I amuse you? Funny how? I mean, God damn. That apparently was like an improvised scene too. That, I mean, have you guys done Goodfellas?
Nope, not yet.
You need to do Goodfellas, man. That shit is
done like me.
Have you done any cancer? Oh, I can do Scott. See, that was me doing Scott on a commentary. I'll do it again.
you're not the first person that's done that.
I'm just flashing back to the Thanksgiving episode. The birth of the word pod listen.
God damn.
Pod, sit on your ass and do nothing.
Oh, that whole episode was fucking hilarious. That was... The movie sucks.
That's the thing. If you got a shitty movie, how are you watching? You weren't watching it, though, were you? I mean, I'll make a Killing the Dinosaurs joke, but you were doing other shit. You were like, let me play my Telltale game here and do commentary. On a Telltale game, which I do not understand.
Yeah, well, I made fucking... four Shadows of Mordor videos this week. Two of them being live streams.
How far along are you in the game? I'm onto the second map. I think that's as far as I'm willing to go. Takes so goddamn long. Although, once you start building up all your shit, obviously, then the game is a little bit easier. I kept getting fucking murdered by little scumbaggy orcs.
They kept fucking me up, too.
I kept trying to do the missions where you had to kill...
By like 20 of them.
Yeah, I kept trying to do the missions where you got to kill like 40 people without the Shadow Strike. I'm like, this isn't working. I don't have enough time.
Dumbass. Fuck this.
And again, they do little cutscenes to introduce it, and it literally just shows like a half a second of an orc standing in the middle of a field, and then another half a second of an orc, and then half of a line, and it cuts. And I'm just like, who put this fucking game together? Because it could be so much better. Whoa, face shot. I kind of like the sight of blood, but this is disgusting.
Superhero music right now.
Let's go in. Let's take the stuff out.
I kind of feel like I'm watching the original Marvel Captain America. That was so bad.
Oh, God.
Don't remind us.
Stanley went on, like, Stanley literally went on record and trying to promote the movie, talking about how great it was and this and that. The poor son of a bitch had obviously not seen the final product.
Let's introduce the Red Skull for a bit, and then let's have him put on some actual skin and still call him the Red Skull. Yeah, makes a whole lot of sense.
Awesome. Come on, you stuffy sons of bitches! That's actually a really good line.
Oh, still wearing the fucking yellow jumpsuit. Surprised he hasn't gotten shot yet.
I'm saying I would seriously consider changing my clothes, or run around in my skivvies,
or pull the top down a little bit.
I mean, is he wearing anything under there?
Well, I mean, what does an Irishman wear underneath his kilt? His shoes.
Ooh.
Little Roddy Piper joke there. Obviously, he said a Scotsman. I love that man. I just, God rest in peace.
Roddy in paradise.
What does a Scotsman wear underneath his kilt mean, Gene? Well, I don't know. His shoe. Oh man, he was so good. Piper's Pit.
Yeah, that's why he's Roddy in paradise. Duh.
Yeah, I don't know what you just said or what it means or what it references, but Roddy. Yeah, absolutely.
Duh. In his first name.
Roddy in peace?
In paradise.
R.I.P. Roddy's in paradise.
There you go.
Oh! What the fuck? Why was that yellow powder?
Did I say, all right, go pee, or did I say R.I.P.?
All right, go pee.
Look, there's Dennis Reynolds on his phone. Brains.
Protect the young lady, trooper.
I 10-1 says that Sorvino's been, you know, possessed the whole time. The whole time. I will take your silence as confirmation. Yes, you will.
Who the fuck is Sorvino?
The general?
Colonel Spears.
No, he... Yeah, I don't know the actors' names per se, but I know the general. I know him, and that's about it. I haven't been listening, but listening to you guys talk.
Yep, pod listen.
No, what?
He's just snoring.
He's just confirmed it's a pod listen.
It was a good movie, man.
No. It isn't. Seriously, though, man, it looks like a fucking slushy. I want a slushy now.
Oh, look at that bad green screen.
This is probably where they're using that, you know, fire extinguisher stuff.
I mean, imagine seeing this in the theater with your cherry slushy that should be red, but it's all white. That was cool. There's a miniature. Just thinking to yourself, what am I putting in my body right now? Good God, Monsanto, what have you done to me?
Ew, it's nasty.
What the fuck do you have your arm around my woman for, says Charles Grodin-esque guy. And why is she holding your gun so sensually?
And he's holding her shoes, too.
What the fuck? There's a deleted scene we didn't see.
Spears, man, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's telling her, "Hit me, baby, one more time."
That's cool.
And then they had sex. It was the first time that they had sex. And then the little baby, like, do you know about the first time your father and I? For some reason, she got a really deep voice when she gets older. Your father and I had sex. He said, "Hit me, baby, one more time." And oops, I did it again.
Can we quit it with the Britney jokes? I mean, this isn't the Britney Spears podcast.
Wait a minute. Are we touching on something? Are you a Britney fan?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God, Jake. He can't even cover for it, dude. You're one of those dudes that became a fan because... No, you're not old enough. Yeah. Damn, I was on a roll there.
I did.
I mean, she was dead sexy in the creepiest way possible. And then she was crap. Absolute god-awful poppy shit. And one of my homeboys, who I'm thankfully no longer friends with, was just adamant about, no, I love her. I'm a fan. No, dude. Had a Britney Spears doll, this kid. What a loser.
It was the fourth in Maine and none of your liberal remarks.
I actually did own a Britney Spears album.
Okay. Well, there's no excuse for that. Which one was it?
The very first one.
Okay, then there's at least some excuse because you were killing dinosaurs to the cover.
Soda Pop, that was an awesome song.
No,
I like how they're just driving in taxis instead of, like, army trucks, and they just have guns on the windows and shit.
And again, I mean, where were their trucks? How did they get there?
They flew.
So, I mean, they're trying to evacuate the town now?
Pretty much.
So you just need Paul Sorvino looking just off camera like a tough guy. What the fuck was that? They're all being loud and shit, so the director's like, just make a bunch of noise. Well, do you want us talking? No, just bark like dogs. Why are they laughing? That is the biggest Teddy Roosevelt $1,000 bill that I've ever seen. Is that currency? Listen, I came here to take that $1,000 bill off your shelf because we need to buy a lot of gasoline. Yes, turn that knob so that it comes off the wall. I need it from you. Also, why is your clock hidden behind that ficus? You can't tell what time it is for half of the day.
Get that shit off my station.
Still in the jumpsuit.
Just, you know, no time to change, man. What do you want? And it's, you know what? It's comfortable. It breathes. You'd be surprised.
In the April O'Neil jumpsuit. That's one thing I'm disappointed about all the live action movies. April never wears the yellow jumpsuit.
The yellow situation, yeah.
I heard of something called April O'Teal. That's when you try to have your girl role play as April O'Neil, but instead of a yellow jumpsuit, it's a teal jumpsuit, and you're disappointed because it's not the same. Just something I saw on the internet once.
Awesome.
Chip challenge. You're allowed.
I mean, if she had to wear a bra, it would be a trainer bra.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She was bending over earlier, and I was trying to take a peek. I was like, oh, wait, there's probably nothing there.
It's a good thing that it wasn't Denise Richards and her executive producer father wasn't looking at you, because it's like staring in the sun, George. You take a glimpse, you look away. You don't stare at it, it'll burn your eyes out. Yep, there we go. Oop, right titty slipped there a little bit.
Jesus. Okay, Sean.
Scott.
This chick for Adrian Barbeau.
Neither.
Oh, my.
What if you had a gun to your head? Now what do you choose?
I choose life.
Yeah, but you got to choose one.
Probably this one. I mean, she's got no definition whatsoever, though. No, man, no. You know what? Give me the bullet.
We're going to kill Sean just because he won't bang these two.
I mean, Adrian Barbeau is a butterface with an odd body. All angular and collarbone blades. Why is the kid wearing the hat? Like, there's so much shit that doesn't make sense in this movie.
Love, love me do. You know I won't fuck you.
Love my sexy.
I'm gonna love my sexy.
Oh, baby.
Why won't you love my sexy?
How about Adrian Barbeau or Britney Spears? What is wrong with you?
With me, no.
You chose a 80-year-old woman after a sex symbol from the late 90s who went crazy and shaved her head and literally couldn't control her own bodily fluids. Lindsay Lohan or Christina Aguilera, large. How about Christina Aguilera large or Christina Aguilera, you know, skinny, emaciated girl?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Like, here, I don't know either. You're on my shit. I'm getting me sick.
Damn. Look at that. It instantly cracks.
He hit it like 4 times and nothing happened. Wait, let's get the wire brushes because I've got to clean the toilet. They really want this kid. Random shit in her face. Get the girl, get the kid.
Obviously,
get the girl. I got to fuck her later, man.
Obviously, not your stuff on her face, Sean.
No. No, would not be. Although she would probably have to, you know, get me going.
I don't like what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, my wife wouldn't like this conversation.
I don't think any woman would.
No, but yet we do not condone misogyny on this show, and yet here it is, rearing its ugly head all the damn time.
America, you drive me crazy.
We're under alien attack.
Known as the stuff. Oh, it is an alien, I told you.
I wonder if they're doing like a... what the fuck is his name? World's radio broadcaster, dude.
World War... Orson Welles?
Yeah, that guy. Sounded a lot like that at the beginning. Cook it, don't eat it.
Cook that shit, then eat it. Make sure you cook it all the way through to an internal temperature of 350 degrees of death.
Was Colonel Spears telling them that the stuff is toxic?
So would you say that he's avenging?
No, you don't get my point, Phil.
No, I
all
don't.
All I can say is that I think that Spears is a womanizer.
Baby Red?
Look at, they're blowing up a stuff fucking restaurant right next to a McDonald's.
Commentary there? I feel like that's a little social commentary about the stuff we put in our bodies.
I don't need McDonald's.
Fluff, thank you. That's what I was... It looks like fluff. Fluffinutter or whatever it is. Yeah.
He's finally out of the jumpsuit.
It was singed. Back to where it all started. That polar bear has moved. Slowly creeping towards the center of the room so that I could, you know, butt fluff. Or butt stuff that guy. Oh, there you go, butt stuff. You guys want to do some butt stuff? I've got stuff for lube.
I got the lube, man.
I mean, you really don't have breasts to speak of, and that's why you can't wear a bra. So it's, I mean, The stuff is, that's really how it started. The guy in the Antarctic found it as lube and just decided to taste it because he's always tasting the lube.
Ew.
You heard that, yeah, right? I'm just trying to gross out my wife at this point.
You're
Oh my God, no, I'm so, oh yeah, I forgot about girl. My girl's sick. I don't want to make her vomit. Oh shit. She had a little virus. People are getting sick all around me. My best friend, one of my best friends down the street is sick. One of my coworkers is sick. When I come home, my wife has got sick. I am not going to make it through this week. Look, that I think tastes. The best thing to do right now is to just rebrand. And it's no longer the stuff. It's the taste. It's not going to be enough, sir. You need to stop producing, finding, whatever. You got to throw it out the window and let all the warblers eat it so that we get rid of them. Because nobody likes those birds. Hey, guys. You want to try some of your own product? Has there really been only, like, the parent zombies and that's it? No other zombies of any kind?
No, there were other zombie people.
Okay, all right. Were they crab people? Look like people, talk like crabs, crab people. I got that backwards.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Crab people, crab people.
If you
I'm really excited. Be. I'm really excited for the new South Park game to come out.
If you won't be heterosexual, I mean metrosexual, let me start that all over again. You won't be metrosexual, you will be crab people.
Crab people. Look at Grandpa Smurf. He is completely confused by what's going on. And Ricardo Montalban's evil twin, also confused. Oops, the Luger is doing the bad news. Why does he have a German gun?
Better eat that or you're going to eat this.
Was that Jake who just said E or was that on TV? It was in the movie. E!
I think it was the TV.
It was the kid, yeah.
It could have been Jake. Right? He's just trying to cover his tracks.
This is murder, dude. This is premeditated. You're going to jail for this, Charles Grodin's little brother. See? I love it. It's good for me. It tastes good. You're going to smoke every one of these last cigarettes before you get done, boy. You want to smoke cigarettes? We're going to smoke cigarettes. You think the kid's got some Haagen-Dazs over there? Like, ha-ha.
I'm going to be eating my Haagen-Dazs. You're eating this fucking alien shit.
You're eating the taste. The taste of my stuff. We've seen three facials so far in this movie. Facials of stuff. Grab people. What is this guy? Is this Urban Cowboy? What's happening right now?
It's now black market.
Yo, man, you got the stuff? Got some stuff? Yeah, man, I got the stuff. Get the money? Get the money? I got the stuff.
Can you kind of see why I put it in my Apocalypse trilogy?
Nope.
No?
I'm stupid.
Oh, look at them eyebrows.
I have similarly ridiculous eyebrows.
No, you don't. Not that big.
If I let him go, hey, yes, it's over, hooray!
All right, so I
week
think
ending, man, like it's fucking done. Like you got everyone's fucked.
I think I gave this movie a just okay, and it holds up. What did you give it, Scott?
I think it was a pretty good.
All right. Sean, let's hear your thoughts.
This is a bad movie. The special effects were kind of fun, but overall, this was a bad movie that you made me, you know, watch.
You didn't have to freaking pay for it, like I said.
I didn't. I used a gift card someone gave me a while back, and I therefore owe my wife $4 or $3 or whatever it was because it's a shared account. Oh, why are you? I mean, I appreciate that we don't just watch The Exorcist and Goodfellas, although we haven't watched The Godfather. I mean, crap, man. This movie was a piece of white shit. There it is. There's my first piece of shit rating.
Damn.
We're getting serious on the show.
Well then, okay.
Amalgamated Dairies hires David Rutherford, an FBI man turned industrial saboteur, to investigate a popular new product called The Stuff, a new desert product that is blowing ice cream sales out of the water. Nobody knows... Dessert, thank you. Did I say desert? I'm dyslexic. Nobody knows how it's made or what's in it, but people are lining up to buy it. It's got a delicious flavor to die for. Now, I feel like this is a fun movie if like, you know, you prepared me for the fact that it's a satire on, again, the shit we put in our bodies. But, good God. Terrible. Oh.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, why don't you just break our hearts?
Okay, so that's another Tales from the Cryosphere. So if you want to reach us at unholymofos@gmail.com or on Twitter, I'm at JakeTheSnake54.
I'm at unholymofo1.
AmalgamatedDairies.com.
Okay. So until our next Tales from the Cryosphere, peace out.
Later, fuckers.
Deuces.
Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels got box, who mostly Gucci down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me and shells call a level up. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the Goldie sound. Can't no PD, niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hooty. True pimp, nigga, spin no dough on the booty. And when you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. All the spots, rock all the rocks, cop all the drops. I'm only taking now when all the ball is stopped. Nigga never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a school that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this a BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city life down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Gats and holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya, me and Mike to me. Bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. It's my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, platinum plus, like Vizak, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass Pizzak.